I wanted a responsible venue that made people feel comfortable. I never realised I'd be working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So that certainly changed my life. I knew it was going to be hard, but not as hard as what it was.
Running 357 was an incredible learning tool for me to how to run a small business, but also to be part of a community, that a gay community that I wasn't part of. And because I had come from a banking finance ground, to be part of the gay community was an incredible gift.
That was Luke and Ty, the owners of 357, arguably the largest gay sauna in Australia. For a long time, sex has been something people avoid talking about openly. But places like 357 have changed that, creating space for connection, expression, and safe experiences. Now, we're opening that conversation up again. This is the 357 Sex in the City podcast, coming soon.